gave it with love. Yes, you did. Who can give you back this love when it's gone? Isn't it funny how when you gave up the peace, you gave it with love? Yes, you did.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 27th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace. Through the scientific study of the waters of Noon, that pre-existing time period of ground zero, where all of us pre-existed our physical incarnation, where we were one with the Almighty Yahuwah, Allah, Allah, no matter what name we use, Nun Ptah Atum, Nun Nanet, all of these beautiful names. We were one with the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, existing one. One, peaceful, no boundary, no barrier, tranquility, all in order. That's what we are striving to get back to. Islam, Salam, Shalom. We are talking about how we must take the power and authority to rule our lives back and put it in our hands. All of this chaos and disorder. So back to the Mali plane crash. Webster Tarpley wants to know, was this the reality born out of the CIA operation in Libya, overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi, wicked, evil-thinking people put in the seat of rulership in Libya by the CIA, MI5-6 of Britain, Mossad of Israel. Now, all of those weapons moving all over Africa, all over the Middle East, in the hands of those that were created by the CIA and are right now financed and backed by America, Britain, and Israel. It's so much contradictions, so much to say. I saw on the news that, according to the news, the ISIS group that has nothing to do with Islam, another Al-Qaeda affiliate created, sustained by America, Britain, Israel, financed by America, Britain, Israel, armed by America, Britain, Israel, trained in Saudi Arabia and Qatar, are now in Iraq and have blown up a mosque that was a place revered, according to the news, by Christians, Muslims, and Jews. And the Catholic priest, father, official, on the news saying, oh, these Muslims, oh, Islam, oh, killing Christians, oh, the hypocrisy is that you can go into the news anywhere and Google America, Obama administration finances Al-Qaeda. America, Britain, Israel finances and arms Al-Qaeda affiliate groups. New York Times, mainstream newspapers, mainstream news outlets will let you and I know that yes, America created and is financing and arming Al-Qaeda and all Al-Qaeda affiliates. So to take this wicked atrocity and the wicked atrocities being committed on Christians in the area of Iraq and Syria and say it's the fault of Islam, not taking into account the reality that these Al-Qaeda affiliate groups and Al-Qaeda groups are killing not just poor working class Christians, but poor working class Muslims as well. Any and all poor working class masses of people who don't want to go along with the CIA program are up for the chopping block by these that are created by the CIA. So don't come on television and try to drive a wedge between Islam and Christianity. It's not going to work. We understand. The whole problem is that poor working class masses of people have not the power to rule our own lives. That's the problem. That's what Yahushua, that's what Bible, Quran, that's what Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, that's what all the religious texts are trying to tell us. These are scientific texts that are written based on the science of the universe, and the universe is in us. We are a micro universe, and the universe teaches us that the Almighty Yahuwah, whatever name we use, has empowered us to rule our own lives. When you see Set, S-E-T, and Sat, S-A-T, those words have to do with sitting in power, authority. When you see the word kingdom, which is a feminine word in African, Hebrew, and European Greek language, that word has to do with your power and authority and the actual territory to rule. But the word is feminine because the rule must be based on truth, justice, and righteousness, represented by Ma'at, and Ma'at is represented by the beautiful black woman with wings. Poor working class masses of people have not the power. Therefore, portions of poor working class masses of the international proletariat oppressed community are turned on others of the same underclass. All of those in Al-Qaeda are poor working class men. All of those in ISIS, which is not your ISIS of religion and spirituality, from Egypt, but is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria and the Levant. Sometimes they say ISIL. These are poor, working class, oppressed men. All of the Al-Qaeda affiliates are poor, working class, oppressed men. And so the CIA, no good, rotten predators, come in on your poverty, on your oppression, and come in with your political or religious philosophy and tell you you're doing the will of Allah or you're doing the will of this god or that goddess and join us and go kill the infidel, when it is nothing but a trick and a trap to get you and I to kill poor working class masses of oppressed proletariat people. The same thing occurs in Europe, in their military, in Israel and their military, in America and their military. Never the ruling class and ruling families go anywhere to pull the trigger on anyone. It is the same with the drug cartels in Central and South America and Mexico. Every time it's poor working class masses of people that become leaders in these organizations, and then these leaders take on more from the poor working class oppressed masses of the people and influence them to pull the trigger on other poor working class masses of oppressed proletariat people. And don't think that because you live in America and are a part of America's military, Navy, Army, Air Force, Marine, that you can escape. No, the same condition. Poor working class men and women join America's military to do what? To go overseas and kill poor working class masses of men, women, boys, girls, proletariat, oppressed peoples of the earth. Same thing as Al-Qaeda, using religion and politics to justify the destruction of a poor working class oppressed proletariat human being. And this is all connected to a killing in New York of a black man accused of selling cigarettes. So 4 or 5 policemen approached the brother. He says, hey, I'm tired of you messing with me. Leave me alone. His hands are up. He has an inclination to defend himself, but he's not striking out. And the police put a chokehold on the brother that has been illegal for 20 years, this chokehold. You remember Do the Right Thing? You remember Radio Raheem? You remember Spike Lee? You remember... The police grabbed Radio Raheem, put him in a chokehold. Well, from that time to now, 20-year span, that chokehold has been illegal. But this cop put the chokehold on the brother, killed the brother. Should the brother have died for cigarettes? You're going to kill a man behind some accusation of selling loose cigarettes? Is the man's life worth less than a cigarette? Policemen, police women, you come from poor working class, oppressed proletariat peoples, neighborhoods, communities. You don't come from the ruling class and the ruling families. How is it that you have allowed yourself to be made an enemy of the masses of people when you know that it's the CIA, it's the Fraternal Order of the Police, it is the military, it is the House of Rothschild and the financial institutions. These are they who run the international drugs, drug economy. These are they who run the illegal economies of human trafficking. These are they who create the tensions amongst the people to create enmity and animosity amongst the people, poor working class, police people. Wake up and stop destroying poor working class oppressed masses of black, brown, red, yellow, white, especially black and brown, as these two communities, and black more particular, are suffering the most from the boot mentality of the police, who have taken on the mind of the wicked ruling class and families. The problem is we have no power. Our power has been hijacked. We have given our power over to the media, over to the institutions, over to those technocrats who run the media and the institutions of government, finance, education, religion. These that run these institutions, these wicked technocrats, we have given our power over to them. We have to take our power back, unite. Also, the situation in Detroit, listening to Webster Tarpley again, interviewing Reverend Edward Pinckney. He is of Benson Harbor, Michigan, but the situation in Detroit, where the government, you see, all of this happening under the Obama administration. Watch this situation that I am about to share with you and ask yourselves, are there any Democratic officials, Republican officials speaking of this that I am about to share? Is the president speaking of this? He's speaking all over the country, raising money for the Democratic Party, but is he speaking of this issue? Our religious leaders, are they speaking of this issue that I am about to share? The water situation in Detroit. Men and women getting behind on their water bill, $20, $30 a month or two. The water has been privatized, stolen from the people, stolen from the municipalities who operate supposedly for on behalf of the people, but private water corporations, companies, taking control of the water and the municipalities in Michigan, next to the Great Lakes, is it, of America, the five Great Lakes? So the sisters and brothers get behind on their water payment, water bill. And do you know that the government, under the wicked control of these private companies who control the water, have the nerve to shut off the water from the people? And so we saw all manner of demonstrations. We saw and heard of Reverend Pinckney, a reverend that I love and am in love with, this reverend standing with on behalf of and for the people, putting his life on the line. Demonstrations demonstrating this wicked condition, this wicked reality, the people getting together in the streets by the thousands, according to Reverend Pinckney, 10,000 strong, taking their power to rule their lives back from the wicked technocrats and their wicked ruling class, ruling family masters. These men and women who joined the protest, getting in tune, whether they know it or not, with the universe, getting in tune with the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother Yahuwah, getting in tune with Yahushua, that metaphysical reality, causing us to know that we are Yahushua Christos, and that we are the image and likeness of the Almighty, that every cell in our structure is ordered to propagate life and existing. These men and women in Detroit protested and have turned their situation around. And Reverend Pinckney talked about how in Benson Harbor, where the same wickedness was perpetrated by wicked privatized companies turning off the water of men and women behind on their payments. Water's a human right. Water's a God, Goddess given right. No human being has the right to cut off any human being from that which is a natural and a human right. So the Benson Harbor sisters and brothers, they would go right behind the utilities people and turn their water right back on. And Reverend Pinckney said that the municipalities wouldn't know that the water was turned on for a whole month. That is a way of taking the power back into your hands. That is justified. You have a right to live. You have a right to exist. You have a right to breathe. You have a right to eat. You have a right to a shelter, a home, a place to live. You have a right to a living wage job. You have a right to health care. You have a right to education. You have a right to love and friendship and camaraderie. You have a right to be able to live in your home and walk down the street and know that your life is not in danger from another poor working class human being, or from the police, or from the military, or from anyone. These are human rights. So Yahushua, in the book of Revelation, and Genesis to Revelation, metaphysical Yahushua Christos is teaching us how to take power, the authority to rule. All of us are kings and queens, gods and goddesses, Elohim, children of the Most High, and we have the right to rule our lives as we see fit, with the seeing fit of ruling our lives matching Yahuwah, existing and living for all. Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance for all. And vengeance if we don't pursue existing and living and health and wealth and prosperity and liberty and liberation and deliverance for all. All of these works are temporary. I'm just reminded of so much. In Corinthians, Paul was talking about all of this that we are doing is only temporary until we actually realize that all of us are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And until we realize that everywhere in the universe, we are looking at the power of Yahuwah face to face. When we see and understand that everywhere in the universe is the Almighty face to face, when we understand and know that every human being that we encounter is a God Goddess face to face, when we understand that the divine, that divinity is all over this universe and everywhere in this universe and within ourselves and within each other, then all of these works will cease. We will be back to the waters of noon, oneness, orderly, peaceful, tranquil, no boundaries, no barriers, able to go freely all over the earth as we see fit and settle down anywhere in the earth, and I dare say the universe as we see fit. Yahushua wants us to take power and authority to rule our lives, to sit in the throne of the universe, which is the throne of the Almighty. I'm reminded of some scripture that I've not been able to track down, but I believe it might be in Haggai, something to the effect of the throne of Adon is ever before Yahuwah. It says the throne of the Lord, capital L, lowercase ORD, is ever before the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, uppercase L, lowercase O-R-D is Adon. All uppercase L-O-R-D is Yahuwah. What is that saying? It's trying to get us to understand the science of the universe, to understand the 12 signs of the zodiac, and I keep hearing about 13 signs of the zodiac. But let's stick with the 12. We'll mention the 13th as we get to know and understand it better. But the 12 signs of the zodiac, you have the sun moving clockwise through the 12 signs of the zodiac. But then you have the sun at the same time going through the 12 signs of the zodiac in the 12-month calendar time period of the zodiac. At the same time going through the same signs of the zodiac in the reverse counterclockwise, taking a total of 26,000 years for that reverse counterclockwise precession, making its orbit, the sun, around pitch blackness in the clockwise and the counterclockwise. This pitch blackness representing Amun, Amunet, representing Kuk and Karket, representing Ha and Hahet, representing Nun and Nanet, representing Allah, Allah, Yahuwah, whatever name we use, but originally the God and the Goddess Almighty, represented as black, pure black, triple black, because that power out of that triple darkness and triple blackness is propelling scientifically the sun, moon, stars, and planets to move in the orbits around this pitch blackness and pitch darkness. Literally now, this is science now. Out of that pitch blackness and pitch darkness comes the force that propels and causes the universe to behave as the universe is behaving. Remember, light, white light shining through the prism, fracturing the light into seven star lights of the rainbow, seven colors of the rainbow. In between the colors is dark lines representing dark matter, representing that pitch blackness, pitch darkness that scientifically propels the sun, moon, stars, and planets in their orbits as they move around this pitch blackness and this pitch darkness. Adon is the sun. Adon is Christos. Adon is Ra. Adon is Atum. And so Atum, the sun, moving around this pitch blackness and pitch darkness, whether in the clockwise or the counterclockwise, the sun is ever, 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 ever before Yahuwah, the existing one, that pitch blackness, pitch darkness power, because moving in the zodiac 360 degrees, that's a circle. Whether you say clockwise or counterclockwise, that's a circle. If you are in the center of the circle and someone is moving 360 degrees around you, they are ever before you. This is the science of scripture, the science of the Africans, and that science that we must clue into to take back the power to rule our lives. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.